When I first started getting excited about radical radio, I came across the work of Tetsuo Kagawa, one of the founders of Japan's micro-radio movement in the 1980s, which saw the proliferation of small, homemade radio transmitters and local DIY radio broadcasting. I recently had the chance to speak to Tetsuo about this, and in what follows, we'll hear some excerpts from our conversation, where he talks about his own radio history, his views on radio as a political form, the internet, and radio piracy.
My interest in radio started with making a radio set receiver when I was a primary student. Yeah, it was very difficult, but suddenly I got a signal. It was surprised and very strong impression. That's my very strong memory of radio. And also when I was a child, radio is the main medium. There is no TV, there is no television, but the radio news and radio programs are very influential. And I think it's in the very narrow meaning, radio is more political in Japan, I think. Direct criticism against the government is going on. But I think it's the turning point was late 50s. Late 50s, the tendency of radio and early television going to right-wing tendency. So, but in my memory, there is no radical programs in radio in Japan. But I lived in New York in the 70s. And at the time, you know, the New York in the 70s, a very strong transition. And so there are a lot of, you know, new type of community radio and political radio appeared. At the same time, in New York, I have heard that in Italy, very interesting political movement started. For me, radio is not only the contents, but also the technology. I was a little bit disappointed because even free radio in Italy use the same technology of transmission. And also most of them thought that the stronger the better. So if you have weaker transmitters, it's no good. If you have stronger transmitter, it's better. So this is a very constant understanding of radio at the time. So still, you know, and then we started the mini FM movement in Japan, and I think it worked as a kind of therapeutic tools, and also sometimes a small scale works for small scale community. In Australia, I think still, you know, the size is big, and there are a lot of you know, free land, so that they never understand the micro size of radio. Why you such a tiny? Use a tiny service area. But interesting is after the internet, in the United States, micro radio movement started, and people became interested in micro size of service area, and a kind of micro radio movement went on in the 90s. So I think it's before the internet, before the popularity of the internet. I think it's the micro radio movement in the United U.S. pushed melted into the interest of the internet. And in the 80s, I think it was around 82. Katari was involved in Radio Tomato, and at the time there was a chance that he came to Japan. And we invited him to Radio Homeland it's our radio station, and he said, this is a realization of my ideas and something like that. And but he explained that I was involved in Radio Tomato, and I will tell you what it's like. And in Radio Tomato, they never mind. They never minded the noises and the interruption and hit the microphone. And but the in terms of this, Radio Arice of before did. So in Radio Arice, usually people consider that Radio Arice is Radio Arice continued for long years, but it's not. Franco said to me that it continued only a couple of months. And instead of that, it had a lot of impact to not only to radio, but also journals and politics. But the style of Radio Arice is that when you have telephones and program is interrupted, so you could, so that this means that even the audience could interrupt the program by calling to the station. So also they did not mind noises in the studio, and also they did not have a special type of a studio like commercial radio and professional radios. And so that already, you know, Radio Arice showed example of such radio art type radios. So usually so-called radio art are not so much interested in how their airwaves are transmitted, how they use, what kind of technology they use. The point is content. For radical radio, the content is important. So if the content is radical, it's a radical radio. But I don't think so, because the people's attitude and the relationship between the audience, the sender, and the radio transmission, it's defines what the content is. Even if you transmit the same contents, the meaning has been changed by your attitude, audience attitude, and by what kind of technology you use. So the stereo is different, monaural is different, and also the size of the service area defines the meaning. So for instance, in our radio, the subscale is very limited, only a 1 kilometer radius, and so that in order to listen to our program, you have to come to nearby our station. And this means that you need some positive energy to listen. This is very different, you know. I think the internet itself has a closed circuit. There is no exit in it. But the internet always tries to make a virtual locality. But even if whatever this kind of artificial treatment is going on, I think the locality is locality. Physical locality is never created by this attempt. But if you add a different nodes to the internet, the situation has been changed. If you connect the internet with micro radio or different medium from the internet. Even in the digital areas, you could connect the internet with a mobile phone, the situation will be very changed. So the internet itself is a closed circuit, but I think it's you could add some nodes to it. So this is, I think, still a possibility. I was very interested in your explanation of, I would say, professional pilot radio, right? Obviously, they have no political aspect. But I think the existence itself is very political, right? And also the piracy is not the alternative to the mainstream politics, I think. Because the present present system of present capitalist system already has piracy elements in it. So already prescribed in the system. I think in terms of the pilot radio, already Radio Caroline is a commercial radio, you know. But for those who have no experience such things in our everyday life, like me in Japan, I think it's good and a very interesting phenomenon, I think. And also, piracy is a kind of a technique to control. To allow piracy is a kind of, I think, a new control technique, I think. But this means that it's not free in politically, or it's not radical. The system itself allows this kind of fracturing areas.
For more information on Tetsuo's work, you can find his website, Polymorphous Space, at http://anarchy.translocal.jp.